Welcome to Port Washington Vikings basketball here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Christine alongside Chris Sawyer for a matchup between the Port Washington Vikings and the Freeport Red Devils in this playoff matchup.
This seems to be a highly anticipated game. The Porters are looking to move on in the playoff bracket, hoping to get a win here.
The winner will play against Baldwin or Dixville. That game will be played today. And it's going to be a great one here at Pauley Schreiber High School. The Vikings will be wearing their white home uniforms. Freeport will be wearing their red, trimmed in white and black. They are coached by Larry Steiner. Let's take a listen in to the Vikings starting lineup. So here we are once again inside Pauley Schreiber High School. A great matchup. It's the quarterfinals. It's Freeport, Port Washington up next. Taking the jump ball for the Vikings will be Lewis Blakeman. He will be going up against Jaden Bumpass. We're underway here in Port Washington. The tip is won by Blakeman and Mark Daly bringing across the timeline on the right side. Daly drops Melkonian. Melkonian to Bellini on the right wing. Dribbles around, stops, finds Melkonian. Melkonian drives, back out to Daly. Daly drives to the left, finds Spear. Spear inside, back to Daly. Corner, three, Bellini, right off the bat, it's three for the Vikes.
Great job by John Bellini, finding the open corner to the three.
Darren Fergus, the point guard for the visitors, brings it across. Fergus drives inside, dish outside. It's Hugh Jr., he'll find Talik, Jackson Talik. Fergus. Bum pass. And Hugh Jr. guarded by Spear. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. It's stolen away by Daly. Melkonian on the ground. Jump ball called.
Great job by Joe Melkonian to jump on the ball and get the jump ball.
So it will be Freeport ball. It will be inbounded by Edmund. He'll get it to Jackson. And it's Fergus. Drives to the right. Shot. Too much on that. Rebound from Spear. Here comes Bellini pushing the pace for the Vikings. Inside Blakeman. Blakeman the layup. 5-0 Vikes.
Great job on Lewis Blakeman.
Here comes Freeport. Drop, it's stolen away by Blakeman. It's a 3-0 for the Vikings. Blakeman to Daly. Daly! 7-0 home team.
Four teams to jump into an early lead. Hopefully they can maintain this lead.
It's Edmund bringing it up, guarded by Blakeman. Corn has come out firing so far. It's a 7-0 lead for the home team. Inside, Hugh Jr. Jump shot, no good. Rebound from Bellini. Here in these first 2 minutes, it's all Port Washington. However, it's stolen away by Freeport. It's a 2-on-1 if they hurry. Coming to the basket, Edmund. Edmund's layup, 7-2.
Great job picking the pocket of Port.
Ball bounce pass, Bellini. Oh, wide open for the left-hand layup. Here comes Edmund. It's a shot for three. No good from Fergus.
I was off the mark by Fergus. I think he rested a little bit.
Daly inside. Fouled and one! Mark Daly's a power move, and he'll head to the line to look for a three-point play.
Great job by Mark Daly, having no fear cutting the basket for the and one.
What an aggressive play by Daly. Coach Dooley talking to John Bellini and Ben Spears. Daly will take the shot, but Coach Larry Steimer will take a timeout for the visitors. It's 11-2 early on. And Daly at the charity stripe, looking for a 10-point lead early on. Nothing but net.
Good job knocking down the free point by Mercury.
Well, it's Jackson. Dish. It's Fergus. Fergus takes his time. Draws Daly. Fergus for three. Air ball that one. It's out of bounds. Melkonian will inbound.
A little rust by Fergus. Should have set up for another open shot.
Pass to Daly. Daly's a pass to Blakeman across court, who will give it to Melkonian, and back to Daly, and Bellini thought about the three, decided not to take it, drives inside, the floater too short, rebound from the three-point. Here comes Jackson, on the left side. Gets a screen, but instead doesn't use it, back outside. Jackson for three from the top, no good. It's going to be an over-the-back called on three-point, and it'll be Port Washington ball.
Good job by Jackson squaring up for the three. Just didn't get the lucky bounce to go.
Foul on number 11,
the foul is on Jaden Bumpass, the senior forward. And now to Daly. Take his time and find Spear. Spear, good defense from Spear Jr. But it's Blakeman and Melkonian. Melkonian. Inside pass finds Bellini. Couldn't get it with enough timing. However, here comes Melkonian. To Spear, the corner, three ball off the rim. Blakeman tips it. It will be a three-point ball. Blakeman in this week of the call, but he'll jog back.
Great job by Lewis Blakeman being aggressive, going up against what looks to be two Red Devils to try and get the offensive board.
There's a pass to Jackson. Jackson drives, nice move, and he gets it to go. Nice play from Khalid Jackson, the senior guard.
Jackson hashing and slashing to get to the rim.
That's Melkonian. And Spear. To Blakeman at the top. And to Daly. Daly, Spear. Spear drives inside, power move, left hand run up falls. A nice play from Spear. And it's a 14-4 lead for the Vikings. 3:42 left. Nice crossover. Jackson coming inside. Poor shot. Rebound from Spear. Melkonian pass to Leaney. And it's two more for the Vikings.
Great transition offense by the Port Washington Vikings.
And right now, this has just been a dominating performance for the home team. The Vikings come out very strong. Three-point nod as another turnover is called. Here comes Melkonian. Melkonian, nice little move. No good. Rebound kept alive by Melkonian. They're going to say no foul. Now they say something. We're waiting to see the call from the referee. It was B-Port ball at the baseline.
Viking ball on the 8-point whistle.
There's an inadvertent whistle to call. Melkonian will inbound it. He's going to get it out and does. Gets it to Daly. Daly. Blakeman inside. Gets hacked hard. But he will take two shots at the line.
Blakeman again being aggressive. Going up against two Red Devils. Not afraid to use his big frame.
Blakeman standing at 6'4", using his size to his advantage there. Got hacked by a combination of three Red Devils, and got rewarded with two shots. Blakeman gets his first to go. Coming into the game is Harris Sonoclar. He will check in for Joe Melkonian. Blakeman with a second shot. And it's good. 18-4. It's a 14-point lead with 3 minutes remaining in this quarter. Jackson gets a screen from Bumpass. And it's Fergus. Fergus Green, set by Hugh Jr., comes inside, the layup's good.
Fergus getting to the rim again.
Darren Fergus with an impressive play. But it's Daly now, gets it to Blakeman. Blakeman able to maintain possession and find Sonnenklar, Tubellini, and Spear. Spears the baseline, spins around, loses the ball, and stripped away by the Red Devils. Fergus, picked up by Bellini. The bishop to Jackson. Jackson, a three-pointer. Too short off the rim. Rebound from Spear. And with 2:15 remaining, he will cross the timeline. Dishes to Sonnenklar. And it's Bellini. Daly. Blakeman. Blakeman pass. Sonnenklar for three, looking for the bank. For the bounce, no good.
A little too strong on that one.
And a little to the left. Very close, however. Fergus coming inside, gets fouled.
Fergus seems to be very aggressive in these past couple of minutes, trying to get to the rim to get some points on the board for the Freeport Red Devils.
And they've really been slow, though. I mean, they've come out with an aggressive pace, but it seems almost a rushing shot. I'd like to see them take better shot selection, however. That's, I think, one of the keys for Freeport so far. Fergus with his first.
Knocks that one down from the charity stripe.
Now the second shot for the guard. Matt Schmidt looking to come in the game for the Vikings. Second shot, makes it a 10-point game. Schmidt will replace Lewis Blakeman.
Blakeman taking a well-needed breather after his very aggressive play early on.
Sonnenklar will find Bellini, who will cross half court. Schmitz puts on the brakes and gets it to Bellini. Daly thought about it, drives inside instead with the right hand from the right block. Mark Daly with a nice move and a nice finish. However, Freeport up the other way. Jackson's fouled by Spear. Coach Dooley talking to his forward.
Foul on number 34, Ben Spear.
And Jackson got two shots.
Second. To lead Jackson to the line, shooting two.
Freeport trying to be very aggressive in the later minutes of the first quarter, but it seems to be unmatched to Port's pace.
Jackson's first shot off the rim and out. Looking to come into the game is Justin Norman. He's a sophomore guard.
Only sophomore on the team, in that effect.
Second shot is good. Now it will be Mark Daly. Pass to Sonnenklar and back to Daly. Daly finds Bellini. Bellini gets possession and finds Sonnenklar. Harris, Sonnenklar inside. Hook shot, too much. Rebound from the Red Devils. Pass is wide open. It's Edmund and he knocks it down. It's a 9-point game. Sonnenklar takes his time, and a stretch pass gets to Bellini. Daly. They're going to call a walk on him. 55 seconds remaining. It's an 8-point lead. And a quick change already. Norman came out. I guess they needed to get some equipment checks for Fergus or just a quick breather. Also coming back in the game for Sonnenklar is Malconian. So it's Edmund. Screen set. Uses it. And three taken. That one rolls in and out. Offensive rebound from Fergus. The shot was by bum pass. Fergus takes a very contested three. Air ball that over the back will be called against bum pass. Another substitution looking to take place. Two, as a matter of fact. Norman coming back in, as well as Thornton Brown. Out for Freeport comes bum pass
into the game for the
and
Red
Fergus.
Devils, number 25, Justin Norman.
Bellini. For Meltonian. The handoff to Bellini. And with 17 seconds left, Portland looks to take the last shot. Inside pass. Corner, Bellini for three. Not a great shot on that. Kept alive by Melkonian. No, they're going to say he's out of bounds. But it's a nice play for Melkonian and a lot of effort to try to keep the play alive. So it's 7.5 remaining. Freeport would look to take last shot.
Melkonian seems to be doing a lot for this poor team right now. Hustling, cutting to the basket, trying to punch on the board.
Jackson with three. Will come in himself, puts up a layup. Offensive rebound kept alive. They're going to say it counted. At the end of the quarter, it was a 20-14 lead for the Vikings. It looked all Vikings at the beginning of the quarter, but Freeport has just got it coming alive, and we're set for an entertaining three quarters of basketball. So Melkonian leaned out here as we begin the second quarter of playoff basketball here at Paul D. Schreiber High School. Once again, it's the Vikings 20 and the Freeport 14.
The gym seems to be packed with a lot of fans are showing up for this hometown.
Bit of a late crowd for the Vikings, but nonetheless, the fans are here supporting their squad. Daly, right side, gets inside. Spear, not a great shot attempt there. Or not a good finish, as a matter of fact. Foul called on Spear, that's the second of the game so far. Only 14 seconds into the quarter.
Foul on number 34, Ben Spear, is second. Team's third.
Another substitution coming in. Spear takes a seat because of the foul trouble.
Into
and Blake replaces him.
Number 21, Lewis Blakeman.
So it's Terrence Edmonds at point. He'll dish to Jackson, who takes a three. Rebound collected by Blakeman. And Daly bringing it across.
Very contested three by Kenny Jackson.
Cutting pass. Back outside is tipped, and a bundle will remain Viking ball. And it was tipped by Q Jr. And I think a big differential between these two teams right now is Fort's playing more of a team as Fergus and Jackson are taking contested shots from three. There's another tip from Jackson out of bounds, but it will remain Viking ball. But Fort's playing more as a unit, as a team, when Jackson's relying on Freeport's relying on individual players, such as Jackson.
You can't win games playing iso ball.
Especially not in high school basketball. The NBA is another story.
Correct.
So it's Melkonian. To Schmitz. And Bellini. Bellini looks right. A pass. Kept alive. No, they're going to take that amount.
An errant pass by Melkonian. Seems to be a little rough, but that's something that can be worked on as the game progresses.
So it's Edmund. Fergus. You have to check back into the game. Jackson for three off the rim. Melkonian gets off the ground and gets the rebound.
This one's Daly.
Daly inside, lost it, foul. Field of one.
That was a better shot selection by Jackson. Just was a little too powerful as it hit the back cylinder.
Foul on number 24, Terrence Epic, his second, team's fifth. Mark
Daly to the line, shooting two. So Daly on his first shot. Knocks it down. Norman comes out in the place of Fergus. And Coach Dooley having a conversation with Joe Melkonian.
Freeport seems to be making a lot of subs for a short time. Maybe could be giving their players rest or equipment malfunction like you said before.
I'm thinking about it now. Basketball players don't wear a lot of equipment. Maybe just an injury. Maybe it's, I don't know. I mean, we saw earlier this season, Gerard Burns, who was actually named all-county, I believe, from Long Beach. He came in like hockey shifts, playing for a minute, or playing for 3 minutes, and charges called, but he played for 3 minutes, came out in 30 seconds. 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Definitely something interesting that you don't really see every day, but maybe that's the style of play for Coach Steamer of Freeport.
It could be an effective strategy, but it also can be ineffective as Port pushes the pace early on in the second period.
Here comes the Red Devils, driving inside Jackson with the layup. Coach Dooley's angry. He's telling Anchor John Levent to come into the game. We'll see who he replaces, as well as Chris Bradbury. Usually we see them come in late in the game, but Coach really trusting these players early on. Malconian dribbles right, stops, and finds Blakeman, who gets it to Schmitz. Schmitz at the corner. 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Daly to Blakeman. Blakeman to five. Back outside. Malconian to three. And an out. Rebound from Freeport. Here comes Edmund. A three will be taken by Freeport. It falls. It's Thornton Brown. And it's a three-point game. A one-possession game here at Schreiber. Here comes Daly. Blakeman in the corner. Drives inside. Power move. Unable to finish. It will stay Viking ball. Schmitz comes out for Levent.
Into the game for the Vikings, number 12.
And Blakeman comes out. Excuse me. Malconi comes out for Bradley.
Blakeman again using his big frame to try and get to the hoop, but a little bit of a bad shot right there.
Emmanuel Levent to Daly. And Blakeman inside, working on Fergus. A flop called by him, but it's Levent to the rim. I mean, they didn't call a flop, but that was a blatant flop by Fergus. As a much smaller guy, Blakeman used the power move to get inside. But, I mean, that was almost funny at that point. As it's so oblivious, so obvious.
Great job by Blakeman going up and then seeing Levent cut to the rim.
Believe with the floater, knocks it down. No foul called. Poor bench in disbelief. But nonetheless, it is the Vikings back to a 7-point lead. A high pass out of bounds.
Errant pass by Edmund right there. It was a little too high for Fergus.
Into the game for the Red Devils, number 11.
Mark Daly bringing it off. 4:44 remaining in this quarter and in the half. Levent on the left wing gets it to Bellini, and Blakeman on the right wing. To Bradbury. And Levent. Cross-court pass to Bellini. Dribbles right. Stops. Back to Levent. Levent, Blakeman, thought about a three instead, comes outside, nice pass, wide open, Bellini, no good, but it's kept alive by the Vikings. Daly plucks the offensive rebound up first, tipped away from a mess. Levent takes the time. Pass, kept alive by Blakeman, and Daly, nice pass, Daly, three is going out. Mark Daly knocks it down from beyond the arc, and a beautiful pass from Blakeman to find the open man.
Blakeman's height coming into play right there as he practically mosses the defender.
A three, very deep one as a matter of fact, taken by Talib Jackson.
Jackson again seems to be lighting up the score sheet.
Bradbury, Bellini. To Bradbury. Bellini. It's the start of play. Curls inside. Doesn't get it to go. Kept on by Bradbury. Off the glass and in.
Great job by Bradbury sneaking in there to get the offensive board and the putback basket.
Here comes Freeport. Fergus. Jackson drives inside. They're going to call a foul.
It really just seems to be the Jackson and Fergus show for Freeport right now.
I'm thinking the same thing, Chris. We're going to say it was not a shooting foul, so it would be inbounded by Jackson. Inbound, one pass. And no doubt, two more points for Edmonton.
Great find by Bumpass. Just firing into the low post.
Foul called against Jackson. And Daly.
Foul on number 10, Talib Jackson.
They look for inbound from the sideline. Daly will find Bellini. And it's Daly. On the right wing, step back three. Mark Daly, what an impressive shot.
Beautiful step by Mark Daly. A little bit James Harden-esque right there.
I was thinking the exact same thing, looking like the superstar on the Rockets. A nice move from Jackson.
Tariq Jackson
again finding the basket.
Into the vent. A poor pass kept out by Freeport. Here comes Fergus. Fergus coming inside. Back outside. Edmund. Thought about a shot. Instead reset. With 2:05 remaining, it is a 8-point Viking lead. Three from Jackson. Rebound. Collected from Blakeman. Daly. At the top. Keeps it alive. No foul call. Blakeman muscles his way inside. From the right block.
Great job by Blakeman getting an easy layup.
And an even better play from Daly to keep the play alive after a blatant foul was not called by the referee. Fergus. Kept alive by Daly. And Blakeman will give it back to him. Daly gets fouled. Schmitz looks to come in. In replace of Bradbury and Levent. Or maybe if Levent's coming out, Bradbury's staying in. Excuse me.
Mark Daly to the line, shooting 1-1.
So Daly will be shooting a 1-1 at the line. Right now it's a 10-point lead with 1:17 remaining, 36-26 for Washington. Daly taking his time at the line. The first shot. No good, but it's Schmitz hustling, but it's kept alive by Fergus. Fergus uses speed to get by Daly, and we'll find Jackson. Jackson thought about it, so he instead hesitates. He gets fouled. No, they're going to say no foul, but it's knocked off out of bounds.
Bradbury seems to strip the ball right there as the ref did not call a foul, but he pulled a Red Devil ball.
So Jackson will inbound. He gets it to Sue Jr. Jackson contesting the corner. Is able to find Edmund cross court. Impressive court vision. Even though he's double teamed in the corner, it looked like nothing was going to happen. Shot from Edmund off the glass and in.
High floater by Edmund right there. It seems to be effective.
Daly gets it to Bradbury. 40 seconds remaining in this half. Delaney taking time to Blakeman. Blakeman gets it to Daly. He will drive inside. Daly, foul! And the finish!
Daly being very aggressive as he cuts to the basket and bodies up with a Red Devil defender and gets the M1 to drop.
The foul is on Ramon Hugh Jr. And Daly, once again, head to the line. Daly knocks the first shot down. And will check out of the game in place of Joe McConnell. So with 33 seconds remaining in this half, shot clock is off. 3-4, we'll look to take the last shot. Jackson stops and finds an open man. Bump pass three to the right and off the rim. Bradley, timeout taken by Coach Schooley. So they'll look to create a play with 15 seconds remaining in this half. We'll take a step aside once again. For Washington Vikings basketball here at WBAP for Washington, Chris Bina and Chris Schroeder. Once again, 15 seconds left. It's a 39-28 lead for the Vikings. And Mark Daly, inbound. And he will be contested by Tariq Jackson.
There's 14.8 seconds remaining on the clock, and it seems that Port will look to take the last shot going into the half.
Definitely, they're good. Coach Dooley just took a timeout, and they... I guarantee they devised a play to try to get this final shot at the end of the half. Fans urging the referee to urging to hurry up as the coach Larry Steamer is having a conversation with the referee. Once again, nothing really going on right now. It's waiting for play to commence. Before halftime. It looks to be a discrepancy with the timeouts that the three-point coach is complaining about. But play will begin. 15 seconds left. And Jaylee will inbound. Jaylee pass to Smith and back to Jaylee with 12 remaining and a 10. Jaylee, screen set by Smith. Gets it to Spear. Spear with three, back to Jaylee. Jaylee for three, airballed it, rebound collected. Edmund takes a shot and misses. Not even close. Spear tied up with Hugh Jr. at the end there, but nonetheless, no shot went in at the end of the quarter and the half. It's a 39-28 lead for the Vikings. Welcome back to Fort Washington Vikings basketball here on WDOT Fort Washington. I'm Christina alongside Chris Schroyer. And once again, Fort is up 39-28, an 11-point lead going into the second half of the conference AA playoff. The winner will play against Baltimore. Hicksville. That game will be taking place today. Baldwin's the one seed, Hicksville's the 8 seed, so we're going to assume it will be Baldwin. That game will be taking place on February 26th at SUNY Farmingdale at 5 p.m. But first, Port has to take care of business here against Freeport. Once again, they're up by 11, and here we are underway at the start of the second half. It's Jackson to Fergus and Edmonds. And on the wing, guard by Blakeman, puts up a shot after the offense. 9-point lead.
Great high floater off the top of the wire. Falls in.
And I do want to mention, and I'll do in a minute, as Freeport and stretch here, no foul called on Blakeman. There's a foul called. And it looks like Jackson is hurt.
Foul, or I believe it's Jackson. His first.
It is.
Team's first.
Jackson looks like he took a hard hit from Joe Malconian, throwing the foul.
Well, he looks to be all right. And it looks like he'll stay in the game and take the shots.
Hope it's not anything major.
Talib Jackson to the line, shooting two.
So Jackson with two shots, following the miss. First one is a miss.
Unfortunate bounce.
Well, fortunate for the Vikings.
Right.
Second shot for Jackson. Two misses. And it didn't look like it was because of injury. They were just two in and out, very close balls, but it's a 9-point game. Jackson unable to get it to seven. Blakeman inside, way too much on that one. And here comes Jackson. Pass to Edmund. Terrence Edmund, guarded by Blakeman. Screen set by Bumpass. Instead, a three now taken from Freeport off the backboard. But it's kept alive by Fergus. The shot was from Lamont Lyman Hugh Jr. Fergus inside, puts in the brakes, gets outside. Three from Edmund, that's an air ball. He's smiling to himself after that one.
A little bit too deep there. Seems like he's trying to be Steph Curry.
Matter of fact, Chris, one game Adam and I called last year, it was playing against Great Neck South, and their player, David Subzerger, hit seven threes in the game, scored 24 points because of an and-one shot, but that was the closest we've ever seen to a Steph Curry type of game. Once again, seven threes from the...
That must be a record.
It was unbelievable. You could just, every time he'd come to the line, come to the three-point line, we knew he was shooting, and he would just make every single one. Blakeman off the inbound, lays it in. No down on that one, wide open. And here comes Jackson with a nice, beautiful move, but it's going to be knocked all the way back. Backcourt violation called. and the Vikings will take over from their own baseline, from Freeport's baseline. 6:23 remaining in this third quarter, 11-point Viking lead. Inbound to Blakeman. Blakeman puts it up, fouled and one! Great job by Blakeman, disregarding the contest, going up strong for the easy layup, and one. Coming out of the game is Bumpass in the place of Thornton Brown. And Blakeman's looking for his fifth point in under a second as he made the shot. Got it again, got fouled, and there it is. 5 points right there for Lewis Blakeman. Jackson to the left, and it's Edmund. Tipped by Bellini. Edmund keeps it alive. Back outside, three taken from Thornton. Brown knocks it down. Sounded like Dr. Seuss.
Thornton Brown unguarded in the corner. Poor defense looking a little slow on that play.
But then the offense comes to work. A beautiful dish from Malkonen to Spear. And Thornton answers right back. Jackson drives inside, pass, and knock, and a nice shot from Hugh Jr.
Hugh Jr. almost ran into his own player, but went on strong for the player.
Pass to Spear. Uses sides inside, fouled. And he'll hug the line.
Court being very aggressive in the low post. Trying to draw some fouls on the three-four red
dots.
And it seems to be working.
Definitely, the Vikings have had a lot of opportunities from the line, and they've capitalized on a lot of those opportunities. So, Port, you just keep doing what you're doing. Spear on his first shot.
Wrong Port.
So this is his first shot, and trying again. Spear missed both. Here comes Jackson. Jackson, shot now for three. Edmund, rebound from Spear, and he'll find the guard, Sean Bellini. Bellini, dribbles left, stops. Gets to Malkonen. Malkonen drives, stripped away, but kept alive by Blakeman. Blakeman for Daly. Daly drives at the baseline, steps around, back to Malkonen, who takes a three. No good. Here comes Fergus. 4:45 remaining. Fergus drives, finds an open man, so it's 2 more points from the left block. It's Hugh Jr.
Great job by Hugh Jr. Sneaking inside, gets the easy bucket.
Daly on the heavy press here, but able to escape it as Vikings cross half court. Daly drives inside and hits Fergus. It's kept alive by Daly. He'll get it to Spear. Spear to Blakeman. Blakeman shot. Rolls it out, but tipped. Kept alive by Blakeman. He'll find Daly, who takes it from three. Gets knocked down. Offensive rebound. There's the foul. It's not on Daly. Instead, it's on Spear, and Spear will head to the line. Port outworking Freeport in the low post once again.
Could have been a foul on Daly. Looks like he was run into after he landed from taking the three.
His second team's first. Spear to the line, shooting two.
So Spear taking his first shot. Missed the first one.
Spear needs to knock this one down. Put it up 10.
And he knocks it down. Rivers Fergus. There's Edmund. 7-point Viking lead. Jump shot taken, rolls in off the rim. Timeout taking by Freeport.
Great job by Hughes, utilizing his tight advantage.
And he got a nice bounce off the rim. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take a step aside once again. So Melkonian will inbound and gets to Bellini. Bellini with a pass to Blakeman. Blakeman thought about the pass to Spear, but decided he was too risky. Instead, it's Daly to Blakeman. Blakeman collects it, goes up. Offensive rebound, gets fouled. Too much on it, but will head to the line. And Thornton Brown is upset with the call, but it was a blatant foul. Blakeman will head to the charity stripe. Once again,
Blakeman doing lots of work.
Being aggressive and going back up with the rebound.
Blakeman knocks down the first shot. And the Freeport crowd continually distracting, not distracting, just making noise. And as we've seen, basically every time they've done that, the Vikings have been able to make the shot, so.
Seems to unfaze Portland now. They're in their zone.
And Blakeman makes this. Here comes Freeport. Jackson. That's Edmund. Edmund drives inside. Gets fouled, unable to finish on the layup, but we'll head to the line. .320 remaining, it's a 10-point game, and Edmund will head to take two shots.
Terrence Edmund to the line, shooting two.
His first shot falls.
Seeing this Freeport slowly try to cut the lead down, Port keeps running up the score.
And the second shot misses, rebound from Daly. We're going to Vikings. Melkonian unable to finish a beautiful layup, but it's Blakeman finding the dish to Spear. 3-point land attempt. No good, rebound from Fergus. He'll hurry it up. Fergus with a nice crossover dish to Jackson, who chucks up a three. Rebound from Melkonian. Foul called on Hugh Jr. And Spear finally getting the call he's been looking for all game. Hugh Jr.'s been doing that to him, tying him up all game. And about time that call, the foul is called. So it's a 9-point Viking lead. And it's Port with possession. Bradbury. A pass tipped out of bounds. Stays Viking ball.
Freeport seems to be tipping a lot of passes today. It looks like they're reading the passing lane very well, but can't read it enough to come up with the steal, only to tip the ball out of bounds.
It's Bellini and Daly. Daly, Schmitz, Blakeman, and Bradbury. On the right wing, corner, it's Blakeman. Holds on and dishes Schmitz. With seven on the shot clock, Bradbury driving inside, takes a shot, rolls in and out. It's going to be out of bounds and be through the ball. Here comes Freeport. It's Edmund. And Fergus takes the jump shot, unable to fall. Here comes Schmitz. Schmitz, Bradbury thought about it, and instead he gets the blame. Bradbury jump shot, too short off the rim.
Chris Bradbury, his third, team's fourth.
So the foul's on Bradbury. Here comes Freeport. The 9-point Viking lead with under 2 minutes remaining in the quarter. Coming inside, blocked by Blakeman. Calm, cool, and collected with that block.
I think we should call the SWAT team on that one.
And Brown dishes to Jackson. Jackson, guarded by Bradbury, comes inside, loses possession, kept alive by 3 points. Thornton, Brown to Edmund. They reset with 12 remaining on the shot clock. And 1:35 remaining in the quarter. Edmund to Fergus. Fergus thought about a shot, tried not to take it. Fergus resets with 3 seconds left. Takes a deep contested three off the rim. Rebound from Bradbury. And he'll hurry it down. Bradbury going to call foul. No, they're not. I was going to say it's tipped out of bounds, but nonetheless, it'll be poor ball. Delaney comes inside, back outside Bradbury. Bradbury and Schmitz. And Bellini in the corner. To Blakeman. Blakeman drives inside, uses his body to his advantage, puts up a shot. No good. So once again, 1 minute remaining. It's a 9-point Viking lead. Shot no good, kept alive by 3-pointers. Q Jr. with the offensive rebound. Fergus inside, back outside. Three taken from Thornton. Brown knocks it down. It's a 6-point lead. A 2-possession game. Blakeman inside pass. Lost and stolen by 3-point. Here come the Red Devils. Foul called. Report crowd, something to cheer for. Malconian is going to come into the game. He's will replace Chris Bradbury. So there's about under 35 seconds remaining, with 34.8 to be exact, and it's a 6-point game. Report will have the ball on fourth baseline.
Report looking to draw out something here, trying to cut the lead down.
Fergus. Taking his time, the shot clock is off. I assume 3-point will be looking for the final shot. Edmund drops for Jackson. With 13 seconds, looks to operate. Jackson and Fergus with 8 seconds. Falls, it gets the pass off, missed the shot. McCullion holds it. And we'll let time expire at the end of the quarter. The Vikings up by 6. It's a 49-43 lead. The fourth quarter. It's all coming down the wire here at Paul D. Schreiber High School. That is Malconian inbounds to Bellini. It's a 49-43 lead for the Vikings over the 3-point Red Devils. And it's all coming down to the wire as right off the bat, it's a shot from Malconian.
Great cut by Malconian and great
find
by Spears, the big man.
It's an 8-point lead for the Vikings. Jackson. Little dish for Edmund. And Fergus. Back outside Edmund. Fergus. Oh, deep three. And I do not know what was going through Ferguson's mind right now. Or at the time he took the shot. I'm in disbelief. That was a terrible shot selection. In such a close game. In a playoff matchup. Pulling up from way beyond the arc. That was shocking.
Seems to be a little miscommunication from the 3-point line down.
Pass Bailey inside, fouled hard, and he's okay. And he'll head to one.
Free throw foul number 10, Talib Jackson. His third, team seventh. Mark Daly to the line, shooting two.
So Daly will be taking first shot. Bit of a knockdown. Bailey knocks down the second shot.
Freeport making noise again on the free throw. Their team's got on the third court and they keep knocking them down.
Definitely. Freeport's played in hostile environments before, and although they're at home right now, it's the Freeport crowd making noise. We're going to say nothing there. Jackson, three. Kept alive by Freeport on the offensive rebound. It was Edmund. But Port's played, as I said, in hostile environments, so this won't faze them. They're used to it. Edmund drives on Bellini, comes inside, puts up a shot. It's Jackson getting up, but Blakeman with the rebound. He's fighting for it, and it's fouled. A hustle play by Blakeman.
Blakeman showing his strength and actually ripping the ball away from Khalid Jackson.
And then shielding himself. Jackson's a strong guy trying to get in there and draws the foul. He'll be at the 1-on-1.
Blakeman is really having a good game today.
Really, it probably will end up being one of the three stars unless something really changes, but at the moment, I'd say 1 and 2 are him and Daly. Blakeman from the line, knock down the first one. The second shot from Chad Schroed. Off third on the first. On the second, excuse me. Here comes third. Block.
Great block.
Foul called. It's going to be against Edmund.
Freeport foul number 24, Terrence Edmonds.
And Daly is heading back to the free throw line to shoot two. Or one if he makes, excuse me, shoots one and then he has another one to take. And the first one for Mark falls.
Freeport seems to be getting up some frustration fouls early in the fourth quarter.
And they can't be doing that, especially it was a close game.
And Port is also in the bonus.
Another substitution made. Jaden Bumpass replaces Thornton Brown. And it will be Jackson inbounding it from his own baseline. Edmund, back outside, Fergus, and a nice move, and gets us a foul of Darren Fergus.
Very acrobatic layup right there.
Definitely. Melkonian, four pass there and a three-point ball. But it is an 11-point game for the Vikings.
A little bit of an errant pass, the pressure seems to get back to Melkonian, but Port seems to be keeping this lead intact pretty well.
Here comes Freeport. Shot taken, it's short. He's from bump pass. Kept alive. Fergus takes a three. No good. Rebound kept alive from Freeport. It bounces him. Timeout taken from Coach Larry Steimer of Freeport.
Jackson with the bucket.
5:24 remaining in the fourth quarter. Vikings 56, Freeport 47, and it's Port Washington ball. Melkonian inbounds to Bellini. Edmund will give him two shots. And Bellini stops, pass, spear. Made for Van Gogh, fouled, and fouled! It trickled on the rim, and it is 2 points for Spear looking for another, and he stared down Lamont Hugh Jr. waiting for the ball to go in, and with a death stare, Spear will look for the and one.
Job by Spear, waiting for the defender to jump. I mean, going up to get that one more.
Well, here comes Khalid Jackson looking to catalyze a play here with about 5 minutes remaining in this game. Edmund, guarded by Daly, takes his time. Here comes Fergus. Reverse layup, air ball it. Foul, jump ball called, and it will stay free for the
great job by Blakeman tying up bum pass on that rebound.
So it will be inbound to Jackson, who takes the three. Too much, rebound kept alive, bum pass fouled by Blakeman. No, they're gonna call John Belina, not Blakeman. Excuse me. Knocks down the first shot.
Bump pass really needs to hit these free throws to get free throw back in this game. As he does.
A 10-point lead for Port Washington. It is 59-49 with 4:30 remaining. Melkonian crosses the timeline and finds Blakeman. Spear to Bellini and Daly. On the right wing, inside, Spear collects it and lays it in.
Great job by Spears, cutting again.
Here comes the side, Jackson fouls. Coach Dooley upset with the call, but Jackson will head the wrong.
Jackson seems to be throwing up some desperation shots right now, trying to get his team back into this game with only 4:21 remaining in the fourth quarter.
Jackson first, all throw and out. And now the second shot. Missed again, the rebound from collected by Malconia. With 4:15 remaining, it's Mark Daly. For Spear, give and go pass. Daly able to convert on the give and go. It's 63-49 Vikings. It's Hugh Jr. with a cheer from the left block. And it's stolen away. But Malconian rushed the pass. Edmund to Jackson. Police Jackson comes inside. No foul. Kept alive. Foul is now called by Blakeman. And that was a poor pass for Melkonian. And Jackson just put he knew it was coming, is able to intercept it. And now create a play where Freeport could gain 2 points. Off the rim and in. On the first attempt from Jaden Bumpass, the senior forward. Missed the second one, but it's kept alive by Freeport. A three will be taken from Jackson and knocks it down. And that's the best thing that could have happened for Freeport right now. It is back to a an 8-point lead for the Vikings. Blakeman. And it's Daly taking his time with 3:20 remaining. Once again, 63 Vikings. 55 Red Devils. Pass from Blakeman to Melkonian and gets fouled and converts on the end one.
Melkonian being really aggressive, cutting to the basket, getting the end one to help his team cause to win.
An impressive play. Melkonian looks to extend it to an 11-point lead with a shot.
And might I add, that was a great find by Mark Daly.
Thank you. on. Something's going on here. We'll wait and see. They made a Joe wait before the shot. I believe it is. They're discussing who the foul was on. The foul, they're going to say it's not on Edmund. Or Kevin Harris. So Marconi will be taking his and one. Misses it. Ball 3 point. And it will stay here. That could be a controversial call. It looks like he could have went either way, but the ref decides to keep the ball with the Washington Vikings. It was a very close call. Inbound, it's Blakeman. Blakeman lost it, able to maintain possession, flipped again. Burgess is looking for a travel call, but doesn't get it. Here comes Bellini. Inside pass, it's Spear going up and in! Burgess will hurry. Fouled by Blakeman. Blakeman just fouled out. With 2:47 remaining. And Ferguson will go to the line. So Blakeman did foul out with 5 fouls. The NBA with 6. Although Blakeman fouled out, he still put in tremendous effort for this team. Here comes Taylor. Pass. Smith thought about a 3, tried not to take it. Instead, hands off to Daly. Daly to Bellini. The corner 3. No good. Kept off by Spear. Spear off the glass and in. The 14-point lead for the Vikings. It's 12 with 2:20 remaining as Jackson, with ice in his veins, knocks down a deep, deep 3. So we're back to an 11-point lead for Port Washington. Bellini to Schmitz. Schmitz to Daly. Daly back to Schmitz. We'll take a 5. And hand off to Daly.
Schmitz seems a little hesitant to shoot right now.
Schmitz is usually a very streaky shooter, and he hasn't really taken one all game, so maybe that explains his hesitation. It's Marconian! Knocks down the tray from the corner, and it's 72-58. Burgess, a nice move and a beautiful acrobatic finish.
People are answering right back with almost every bucket that Port has.
But still, it's a 12-point lead. Malconian. No travel call. 3 points crowd in this belief. Timeout taken by Coach Cooley with 1:24 remaining. 72-60. It's a 12-point Viking lead.
Looks like the crowd wanted a travel call, but didn't get it.
Jackson is very upset right now, slammed something on the 3-point bench. I think he stepped aside. So it's a 12-point game once again. The game is not out of sight for 3-point. They could go on an incredible run, but right now it is looking like Port Washington will advance to the semifinals to play the winner of Baldwin or Hicksville.
Number 20, D'Angelo St. Louis.
And as I say that, 3-point has added players, added their subs to the game. So they may be calling quits, we don't know, as the jump ball is called.
Jump ball. Viking ball.
It'll be Vikings ball. Barely to inbound it to Bellini. Bellini. Gets it back to Daly. He's fouled. And it's going to be another foul on 3-point.
Foul on number 12, Darren Fergus, his third.
That's the third foul on Fergus' game. And Daly will be taking two shots.
Daly's been on fire this game, lighting up the scoreboard for Port Washington.
And the first shot falls for Daly. A three-point fan giving the ref some words. So Coach Dooley telling them, Port Washington team, don't take a three, don't foul. Just let the clock expire. So there's 1:16 remaining. Daly with the second shot. And it trickles in. 74-60. For Washington. Jackson takes a three-point shot. And they call the foul on it, and he'll shoot three. So he'll take three shots from the line, which did not seem like a foul, but it seemed like one of the NBA fouls that you see in one of the weak calls. But they're going to take the three shots there. I mean, first shot's good. So Jackson could potentially get it back to an 11-point game with 109 remaining, which would be a very tall order, but nothing's impossible. Second shot's good.
That play can make some people very upset because it's really not fair when the offensive player bumps into you, the defender, and it's called a foul on you.
Definitely, especially a shooting foul as well. And third shot makes all three. So there's going to be a three-man press on the Port Washington. Port will look to break it. Inbound to Daly. Daly guarded by Norman. They're going to call a foul. And Daly will head back to the charity stripe.
Foul number 25, Justin Norman, his first. Mark Daly to the line, shooting two.
So Daly will be shooting two from the line with 106 remaining. Daly knocks down his first shot. And more substitution coming, group substitution for the Red Devils. Coming into the game is Jaden Bumpass and Edmund Perry, replacing the second stringers. So second shot. And Daly hits it. 76-60 for the lead. 13 points in favor of the Vikings. So this drops off for Jackson, who chucks up a three off the rim, kept alive by Freeport. Another three will be taken by the Red Devils, and it's banked in. Timeout will be taken by Freeport. 52.3 remaining in this game. Once again, the Vikings up 10. It's a 76-66 lead after a three-point shot went in for the visitors. Well, it looks to inbound it, and they'll get it to Spear. Spear saves it and finds Smith, and gets fouled. Foul be called on Freeport, and they'll head to the line again. So it's Matt Schmitz taking his first shot of the game. Shooting two. And knocks it down. Schmitz with a second shot. He's going to make it 78. And knocks it down. is a 78-66 lead, a 12-point game with 44 remaining. Fergus, three, short, rebound from Daly, is kept alive by Fergus. With a desperate pass, Jackson, who takes the three, that's short. And stop, no good from Thornton Brown, and Daly will hold on and get fouled. So it will be a technical. And he is very angry right now. That's it to say.
Fergus is fouled out of the game.
Mark Daly to the line.
So Daly, we got two shots and the ball back. Knocks the first one down. It's 79. Let's see if Ford can get to 80.
It looks like they're going to have this game in the back. Come join us February 26th.
Knocks down both. And has one more, as a matter of fact, with three shots. Make it 81. And it's four. I believe he maybe it's.
I think this might be the point of the intentional foul.
Knocks down all four of them. And the Suns come in.
Into the game for the Vikings, Evan John Levine. He places number 34, Ben Spear.
So coming to the game now for the Vikings.
Number 4,
as a group substitution today, the players have not played yet will come in. So Jacob Katz, Chris Patriello, Brandon Caswell, and then also coming back in are Edgar John Levine and Chris Bradwell. With 26 seconds left, Capriello will take it. They're giving for Levine. Levine back to Capriello. Lost it and kept alive by 3 points. Here they come, blocked by Katz! Bradbury tries to keep it alive. But it remained 3-point ball. Bradbury tried to keep it alive, but it was out of bounds. It's 5.9 remaining. It will be inbounded by 3-point. A 3 will be taken. No good. Once again, another shot. Fouled. And, I mean, that's... With 4 seconds left, it didn't seem like Katz fouled him, but whatever. They'll call it. D'Angelo St. Louis, or St. Louis will shoot. With 0.4 seconds remaining, looking to make this a bit of a closer score. Missed the first shot. The second shot for St. Louis. Misses both. Levin collects the rebound and Port Levin. The final score is 82-66. The Port Washington Vikings defeat the Freeport Red Devils and will advance to play the winner of the Baldwin Bruins or the Hicksville Comets. That game will be taking place at SUNY Farmingdale at 5 p.m. on February 26th, Tuesday. So once again, we would advise you to all come out to that game, as it will be a really entertaining one, and the winner will advance to the county championship.
I think this is a very good showing by Port, and I think that other teams should know what they're in for these upcoming playoff games.
Well, that wraps up our broadcast here on WDOT Port Washington. Chris Bino alongside Chris Schroer. Thank you for tuning in, and you'll catch us next game. Once again, Port Washington against the winner of Baldwin Hicksville at SUNY Farmingdale.